troubles were too great. And therefore, the people, so to speak, raised the ante. They said, okay, we're willing to accept the Crusades, we're willing to accept the Black Death, we're willing to accept all the pogroms, we're willing to accept the expulsion from Spain, the Inquisition, the Muranos, but we got to have some kind of Messiah when all of this is over. We're going to have one great party. And therefore, in the Kabbalistic view of redemption, it is all supernatural. It is all miraculous. It is a time that is so indescribably great that we cannot even commit it to writing. And everything good that you can imagine will happen then. And first there will be a winnowing process which will eliminate those peoples and nations and individuals who are unworthy of seeing that time. But when the time comes, it will be a time of supernatural greatness. That Kabbalistic idea of the Messianic era for the next 450 years becomes the Jewish idea of the Messianic era. And it is that idea that allows, as we'll see later, for instance, Shabbat Tzvi, it allows him to exist. In the Rambam's definition of a Messiah, nobody could have believed in Shabbat Tzvi. Shabbat Tzvi's whole claim to fame is that he's a miracle worker. So the profusion of false messiahs is based upon this tension that the Ari's Kabbalah brought, and the fact that it swept the Jewish world and it became the accepted, and remains today even, the accepted viewpoint on these matters. Because of that, Jewish history looks takes a different turn than perhaps it would have otherwise. Another thing that has to be remembered, and when we talk about the popularity of Kabbalah, which is enormous, is that the philosophy got a bad name among the Jews in the 1500s. The reason for that was the Spanish expulsion. The Jews were driven from Spain, and much of the blame that the Spanish Jews placed upon themselves for the terrible end of their country, I mean of their sojourn in Spain, was because of the fact that they believed in philosophy and they followed philosophy, and that the philosophy itself proved their undoing. Had they studied Torah instead of wasted their time on philosophy, they would have been better off. And from about 1530 onwards, from really the Abarbanel onwards, very, very rarely do you find any Sephardic Jew that writes about philosophy whatsoever. The Sephardic Jews depart completely from their original rationalistic, philosophy-oriented tradition, and they become almost exclusively Kabbalists. Another reason why philosophy got a bad name is that Aristotle got a bad name. And Aristotle got a bad name because of Luther. Part of the Protestant Reformation against the church was a direct philosophical criticism of Aristotle and Thomas Aquinas. And beginning in the 1500s, in the late 1500s, the supremacy of Aristotle in the Western world begins to decline. And until in our time, he's in the ash heap. In our time, there's no one that left that is an Aristotelian or even a Thomist. Because none of the rules of Aristotelian life, of nature, of politics, of war, of government, none of the rules were able to withstand the pressures of the modern era. The modern era destroyed all of those rules. So therefore, philosophy no longer existed among the Jewish people, at least among the Sephardim. and Kabbalah came to replace.